This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Quote Tara, words are hard. Yes, they are, that's for sure. We're all about the words here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Nice to have her voice and her thoughts. It's the same with Kara Schilling, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's off today, probably tomorrow, I'm going to bet, because her voice is just not there. I think she's off to Christmas week, too, isn't she? I remember that.
Sounds like someone just took her Christmas vacation a little early.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Up the ante, well, yeah.
Yes. I'll have to get after that. We'll be around next week, as usual, to bring in the Christmas season. The situation today that most people are talking about is the 19th of December, and the question is what happens now. So the House impeached President Trump yesterday, and I sort of say, and sort of most everybody, so what? Although you did mention earlier, I haven't seen this poll, Victoria, that 55% of the people in the country supported some kind of impeachment process. Do you think they really even know what impeachment is? Because there are people that say, yeah, he's gone. See you later. You know, they don't understand.
I think Kara earlier today made a really good point that so many people don't understand that impeachment doesn't mean removal. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, all I know is that that's what the Fox News poll showed, which one of the, I think it was, I forget the name of the host now who was talking about it, and he basically said he was pretty shocked himself that that's what it showed, but, I think a lot of people just,
well, the
know.
News media is so anti-Trump, and people get their information that way. They don't
Fox News is not, I mean,
no,
he's
I'm
had
talking,
his
I'm talking about 55%. 55% of people say that they think he should be impeached, and they don't even know what he's being impeached
I think it was,
for.
And then,
they just don't like him.
Well, then the other, well, I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think people do know what he's being impeached for, because it's two bullet points, and that's, you know, kind of what
but yesterday,
has,
listening,
has stuck.
Did you listen? You didn't. You had your dog operated on yesterday, so you weren't paying attention. We all hold a good thought. Victoria's dog had a serious stomach tumor at the operation yesterday. Cute little guy. Mm-hmm. So hold on to a good thought. Always good to send thoughts of things, prayers, whatever you want to call it. Send them in that direction. All the people who are dog lovers, yours truly included, whenever anything like that happens, I think we all come to the aid of those who are the guidance, if you will. Your dog's guidance comes from you. And we'd like to send some good thoughts.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He's willing to accept all the good thoughts.
Yes, all the good thoughts. So, anyway, to listen to this thing, I'm driving across the country. I'm actually driving into where all the bad weather has been the last two or three days, the tornadoes and stuff. But they're pretty much blown out, so I'm not too concerned about that. It's hard sometimes this time of year to find a roadway that isn't going to have some sort of hazard on it as I trek westbound. I haven't done this trip for a couple of years. But because Daisy needs to not go in a plane her first time to California, because I need to bring a car. And there's a lot of stuff I wanted to bring anyway. So I decided, okay, it's been a few years since I did this. I used to do it every year in both directions when I had Charlotte. Anyway, the point of what I was getting at being in the car for so long, listening to the actual broadcast of the actual speeches, listening to how the House works, 2 minutes, minute 40 seconds, I yield to this person, I yield to that person, the gentleman from this lady, from this state, gentle lady from that, you know, all that stuff, back and forth. And Pelosi she runs a good meeting. The essence of it was the same thing repeated over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Democrats all said, nobody's above the law. This is constitutional. We have to do it. It's our duty. Republicans said, you haven't got anything on them. There were no crimes committed. The process was unfair and all political. Meanwhile, the president is on his horse. Nothing happened. This is an assault on America. And the country's pretty divided, as it has been. Trump is not a uniter. Trump is a divider.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
What? Maybe you know more of this. I've seen this bits and pieces all over social media. What is the story? He attacked someone's dead husband?
Oh, Dingell.
What was that?
John Dingell was a congressman from Detroit for, I think, 42 years or something. Mm-hmm. And he was in Detroit last night for a fundraiser, a rally or something. And so he took a shot at Dingell, who's been dead for about a year. His wife assumed that. I mean, you can see how politics work. He died, so his wife assumes the position as
right.
the congressperson from that district. So he says something about Dingell and basically makes reference to him being in hell, which was, you know, it's a typical Trump comment.
Because I see the quote that he was looking up from hell. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And so is Dingell's wife.
You wonder why people hate this guy.
Well, he doesn't have any filters. He just doesn't have the, you know, in a social setting, I'd be interested to see as he was coming of age how he was in social settings. I don't see that the guy has any real friends. He has people who are his. They want to be associated with him because either he's the president or he's got a lot of money or he's influential or whatever it is. But he doesn't have the makings. And, you know, there are people like that. He doesn't have the makings of someone that's warm and fuzzy. He just doesn't. That's not his personality. And you can see a lot of this stuff. And what I heard over and over again, to go back to what was going on transpiring in the hearings themselves, is the number of people, especially the Republicans, who referred to the Democrats as hating Trump. You hate him for this. You hate him for that. And I think there is some of that. Hate's a horrible word. It's a horrible emotion. But it does play a part in some of this stuff. Lots of anger. And you look at the faces of these people, Schiff's face and Pelosi's face and Trump's face and McConnell's face. They are just, there's that seething anger that you can see there. It's just not healthy. Physically, it's not healthy. Emotionally, it's not healthy. It isn't healthy for the country. It is a result of this. If you really want to go down through the trickle-down impact, and we've been getting, the presidents we've been getting they all say you get what you deserve, have been less and less and less impactful. And, you know, you can argue, depending on your politics, as to whether you think this one was better than the other one. We just don't have the people that are the caliber of Dwight Eisenhower, shall we say. I mean, I think even back to that era, Harry Truman, Roosevelt, you can say what you will about him, but we don't have that kind of leadership. And business doesn't have that kind of leadership. You know, this has been a theme of mine, Victoria. I've talked about who the good leaders are today. There aren't a lot of them. Look, take, for example, Boeing. They don't have good leadership there, or they wouldn't have the problem that they have now. You know, how do these guys get into these positions and keep them? That's the thing that really, it is amazing to me that we have, with so many capable people coming out of schools and people coming along that are Kara's age especially. You see a lot of hope in some of these people. But I don't know whether the same thing applies to sports or not. I was reading the story of Steven Strasburg, who just signed a $245 million baseball contract. He's a guy who's never been on another team. He's been with the Washington Nationals. I don't know whether he was with them when they were. No, I think he's just been with the Washington team, not when they were where they were before. He got out of San Diego State in 2009. Quite a phenomenon. But the $245 million for a guy to play baseball, that's really quite astonishing, I think, anyway. The other thing that I thought was noteworthy in terms of sports, Herman Boone. You know the movie, remember The Titans, the Denzel Washington?
I know of it. I've never seen it, but yeah.
Fabulous.
Every time it's on TV, it's one movie that I always watch.
Fabulous.
All right, I'll add it to my list.
Yeah. This guy, Harry, anyway, the story of Herman Boone, he passed away yesterday at the age of 84. But he took this high school in Alexandria, Virginia. The story was back in 1971. The first year the city's high schools were consolidated and integrated. Imagine that, huh? 1971. That's not that. That was my first year of teaching. No, it wasn't either. In my first year teaching, 60, I got fit. What the heck was that? 71, it was something. Oh, it was the year I got married. I knew there was something in there that happened
Uh-oh.
In 1971.
Well, this is why I always laugh when people act like it was so long ago. Like, my mom was going to elementary school in Virginia in the 60s, and they were just starting to integrate everyone then. So, yeah. Like, this is something that all of our parents and grandparents grew up with. It's not, it's not old.
Yep, not at all. All right, there's the Star Wars phenomenon, whether you believe I don't believe anything the critics say. I'm just going to go see the movie, and so are about 900 jillion million other people this weekend, and as long as it takes for it to play out. Mark Hamill is a very interesting fellow. I don't know that I would say he's aged well in the time from when he first starred in the first Star Wars and what he looks like today, but I'll tell you, he's a good human being. The story of Joe Sikora's teenage son, John, memory eroding from a degenerative fatal disease. He remembered watching Star Wars as a child and playing with the action figures. He's been diagnosed with a progressive disease, fatal. He has had it since he was 7 years old. And children with this disease lose their vision, apparently, suffer from seizures, loss of motor control, that sort of thing. There's no current treatment for it. Joe asked his college friend, screenwriter Ed Solomon, who did Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, if he could help him reach Mark Hamill. Solomon didn't have any direct connection to Hamill, but he reached out to his agent. The agent said that he would call Mark, also said not to get his hopes up. 90 seconds later, he got a call back from Mark Hamill himself, who immediately said yes. And so they gave Hamill the home address of this kid. Hamill went to the home. I guess they actually met at a park in Malibu, outside where the home is. And he spent hours talking to John as if he were the character of Luke Skywalker. I thought that was really touching. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to kind of cry a little myself. It's kind of it's one of those things.
I just told Victoria during the break we were talking about Thomas Rhett and his performance for the Kennedy Center Awards with Sesame Street, and how I cried like twice watching it because it was just so sweet. And I think we're all kind of in the same boat where everything is so negative now that reading any positive story of just people being nice to each other makes us all cry.
I said to Karen, like, can't we just have one day of just good news where it's all stories like this? This kid passed away at the age of 24, and here's what's extra devastating for this family. The younger brother has the same disease.
Same thing.
But Mark Hamill, just how wonderful is that? Answering questions about Princess Leia and spaceships and all this stuff, sitting for hours in a park with a little blind boy. I mean, it's amazing.
Something to be said for. Well, there's reflections of everything. We are a broad-based, the species that we are a part of is a broad-based species. So it's going to be all kinds of emotions and things that run deeply in all of us. 19 after the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, what do we have here, boys and girls? Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the time you all wait for every week. I know that you can hardly control the enthusiasm we have for Throwback Thursday. Every week at this time, we take five songs from this week in a particular year. This week, we've gone back 1968. Sounds like the Sirius XM satellite survey, but no, it's the Doug Steffen survey. Top five songs this week in 1968, some of which I will engage in singing, and others I won't. This is something hard to sing with. The group is called Steppenwolf. That's what people used to call me when I was a jock. Doug Steppenwolf. And this song was popular in 1968. Number five is Magic Carpet Ride. This was raucous rock at the time. Considered a trending changer in the music world. So there you go. This is the next song, number four. I've always loved this song. Johnny Taylor. Who's making love? Your old lady.
I don't know this, but I love it. It's very
sweet. All right, great job. Who's making love to your old lady while you're out fooling around? I can just see this guy on stage. Plaid pants and plaid jacket. How can you sit still to this? You can't.
You
cannot. Tapping.
This is like
body.
Classic Stax Records sound.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly what it is. Stax Records. Who's making love? All right, crank it up a little, Kara. Who's making love? Your old lady.
I've never heard this song, but I love it.
Haven't you? Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Number four, Johnny Taylor. Was a great protege of Sam and Dave. There you go. Who's making love? Number three, Stevie Wonder. Wonder Fabulous. If there's a song. It gets to be one. I have something I know won't deserve me. You can all put something in your life into this category. This guy really got it.
Uh-oh, no. Kara, we got another one. Add it to the
list.
Which
is unfortunate, because this is one of my favorite Stevie songs.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought that this song
this
would
song
be added to the
so
list?
This song makes me so happy, though.
I know.
Like,
well, but it's I get teary-eyed with happy stuff.
Oh, boy.
Add this to the Puff the Magic Dragon list. Oh, man. Just what we think. These are all happy dance
you're
songs.
Safe.
Nope.
Yeah. Hi, number two this week, 1968, Diana Ross and the Supremes. This was a very, very controversial song when it was first released. It was not played by some pop stations because they thought it was kind of like Donovan's Lay Lady Lay. You can't say that on the air. You can't have a song about a child born out of wedlock. Oh, my God.
Was this an autobiographical song for her?
Diana Ross? No.
Yeah.
No, but you know,
well,
a lot of this goes on.
She had
this
kid with Barry Gordy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think she had the kid with Barry Gordy yet, frankly.
Right. Oh, when this came out.
I don't think she had. No, I think you're looking back. Maybe I don't know that. I don't remember it. But no, he would never have let her do a song about their life. But I didn't like this song, frankly. I didn't like the story, and I didn't think it was entertaining, frankly. It just, but, you know, made a lot of noise at the time. Number one, Marvin Gaye. 7 weeks. Number one. He and Gladys Knight really made some hay with this one. Heard it through the grapevine. Isn't this a fabulous song? Enjoy it.
I never get sick of this.
Anybody who sings it. Top 5 songs this week in 1968 on the DJV program, 28 past. Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy 3 at the regular price and get 3 without paying. Check it all out, Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House impeaches President Trump. However, the Senate impeachment trial could now be delayed, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is threatening to withhold the 2 articles of impeachment against the president, saying that she wants to know how the Senate's process will be conducted before she sends them over.
I said we're not sending it tonight because it's difficult to determine who the managers would be until we see the arena in which we will be participating.
Pelosi also criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for saying he would not be an impartial juror in a Senate trial. Meanwhile, the White House calls it one of the most shameful political episodes in the history of our nation, a spokesman saying Dems have failed to show the president did anything wrong. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sadie and Dugger, 34 FDR, Thursday, December the 19th, on the air, a week from today. Christmas will be over.
I thought we were going to focus on good news.
Well, we are, actually. That's Victoria Keelan's voice. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer has lost her voice, so we don't have her to work with this morning. Trump has given federal workers the day off the day before Christmas with pay. So how do you let the public service employees have to work? But other than that, most federal employees are off December 24th. Next week is the second most used vacation week of the year. July 4th week is the most vacationed week of the year. And Christmas week is number two. And now you're going to say to me, okay, Doug, what's number three? And the answer to that is Labor Day. The week before Labor Day is a big vacation week. And other than that, I don't know what number four is. I know that those three are the ones
I would say President's Week, because a lot of kids have off from that.
A lot of kids are on vacation. Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, and so a lot of parents go skiing and, you know, family vacations and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about these plant-based meals, and somebody sent me a quick note. I was looking at my email, and they said, you forget McDonald's. We were talking about the plant-based, the thing that I may have gotten sick eating. I don't know if it was that or not. I don't want to blame Burger King and the Impossible Burger. I'm talking about fake sausage and stuff. Apparently, McDonald's has a new plant-based burger. They call it the PLT. Is that right?
This is news to me, because we've been talking about the fact that McDonald's is so far behind all the other chains.
Yeah.
Maybe this is just, they might be testing it in a specific market. I don't know where this person's from who emailed you, but it might. So, I think they're just testing it.
So will the will this be the trend as we move forward? You remember when McDonald's started with salads because meat was considered yucky? I mean, whenever I'm around, I see lots of people eating a lot of hamburger, man. I don't know that there's any shortage of people interested in. If it tastes good, though, my old pal Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, used to say on the air when he was on with me, it makes no, what is the most important thing is how it tastes. And I think that's pretty smart, isn't it? I mean, think about it.
Sure.
In real terms, what does it taste like?
But I think, so, going back to your question, is this going to be a trend that sticks around? I don't know. I think that, you know, Dunkin' Donuts has the Impossible sausage, like egg sandwich now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're not good
for
you.
It's not good for you. It's so highly processed. It's soy. It's really terrible for you. I don't eat meat, but, you know, if you really want that sausage flavor or that beef flavor,
I've tried all of those things. I've tried the phony chicken. I've tried the phony sausages, the phony pork, the phony beef. It's all gross.
Yeah.
It doesn't really taste. I was hoping for the taste, because that's what I remember, but I didn't get the taste. I got just yuck. It doesn't taste anything like it at all, so why bother? Here's something that is really exciting. Babe Ruth's 500th home run baseball bat up at auction. An unnamed bidder paid $1,800,000 for the bat. Ruth used it to hit his 500th homer, played for the New York Yankees. The date was August 11th, 1929. He gave the bat to a friend named Jim Rice in the mid-1940s. It had been in the possession of his family ever since. The auction house called the bat a national treasure and said it was one of the most important discoveries in sports memorabilia. He was the first player in Major League Baseball to hit 500 home runs, setting a benchmark by which players continue to be measured. It's so funny to look at, you know, we were talking off air about things that you don't want people to know, you know, things on your Twitter account and silly things that are there. Babe Ruth was pretty much an alcoholic. Every night.
Weren't all those guys back then?
Yeah.
And they were all fat.
Like
they weren't in
they
good
were,
shape.
Yeah, right.
It's a miracle that he was even able to make it.
Yeah, so can you imagine if he was in shape, how he would compete today? I think that would be something very interesting to study. Only 27 players have done
exactly.
This, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. Even with, and that's all, that includes through the doping scandals and on the performance enhancing drugs, all that.
McGuire,
it's still
Sosa.
only 27 players have been able to match that record. Yeah. So it's incredible.
We were talking also off the air about gifts, that how much money you're spending. You have the dog to take care of, so it's not likely.
Everyone's getting IOUs this year for Christmas.
Yeah, I wish. You sent me something. I wish you hadn't. I'd rather.
Oh,
it's
money. It's fine. Don't worry.
You tell me you sent me a cheap gift, man. Nice.
No.
Thanks a lot.
No, I sent you a delicious gift, and I wish I had known what your schedule was, because I would have sent it to your final destination.
Well, but I told you my house is set at 40 degrees, so it'll be fine.
So I'm not worried about it. It'll be there. It'll be like that fruitcake for 140 years.
That's it. So, Kara, have you spent a lot of money on gifts? What kind of gifts have you been buying? I think that's more a question. I'm looking at some of the gadgets that are around now that people are buying. I'm not big into gadgets.
I didn't really buy any gadgets. My family's pretty practical when it comes to gifts, so I bought some cookbooks and some baby clothes and some gift certificates for massages and a really big one for my dad. I hope Dad's not listening. I'm going to take him to a blacksmithing class. We're going to learn how to weld and
oh my God,
black
you guys are
smithing,
so
smithing
funny.
Stuff together. It's going to be great. You're going to see
That's
so many
great.
Pictures.
Kara throws yeah. axes on weekends for fun. Now, yeah. you're like old frontier people, and now right. you want to go.
Okay.
Left
my,
my
dad is going to fit in so well, but it's, yeah. it's
oh, the beard alone.
oh, yeah, and all the tattoos. But yeah. he watches this show about blacksmithing and guys who make knives and crap all the time. So I'm like, hey, why not? He's retired now.
It's
he needs something
idea.
To do. And
oh, he did retire?
Yeah, he retired last month. So I'm giving him other things to do in the coming months.
Is he worried that. About, or what is he doing with his time now that he's retired?
Blacksmithing, clearly.
Yeah, obviously. I don't know. He's not doing it. It's only been like 2 weeks, so he's not really doing anything right now. He's just kind of celebrating the holidays and taking some time off and, you know, like watching Jeopardy and football and stuff. But, I don't know. I think they'll start doing some traveling and some other stuff once the new year starts.
Mm-hmm. But doing something like that, fabulous, fabulous. Those things are so much fun. And by the way, your father's tattoo, you've seen pictures of my son, right? So you know mm-hmm. that he looks probably like
Brendan
your father.
Brendan has no real estate left on his body.
not a lot, no. So, but I didn't we talk about this before? You had a tattoo, like father, like daughter? You had a tattoo someplace?
Kara doesn't have any.
She had no tattoos. Mm-hmm. All right, neither do I. Do you have tattoos, Victoria?
I have two.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Did we decide we knew where they were?
One is on the outer left wrist, and the other one is on the inner right wrist.
Okay. All right. Nothing outrageous about that. I just,
ask my mother, Fancy Nancy, and she'll, you know, clutch her pearls and practically stroke out on
end
you.
Of,
but, yeah.
The end of the world. Look at my daughter. She's gone straight to hell. All right. We're going to give people some hope. The whole business this week about what's going on with the insurance money that will go to those people who are victims of the California wildfire. Some details on that coming up here next on the DJV program.
Still looking for those special last-minute gifts? Look no further than Lands' End. Find gift options for everyone on your list with Lands' End holiday items. Cozy, comfortable, and warm, Lands' End combines traditional winter must-haves with modern holiday designs. From sleigh rides to caroling and everything in between, Lands' End embodies the goodness of the holidays while combining the functionality of essential seasonal clothing. Since 1963, Lands' End has designed and manufactured products to last season after season. Staying warm this winter is a breeze with Lands' End outerwear. Field tested in Wisconsin, Lands' End knows a thing or two about spreading the warmth. With fun fair isle sweaters, cozy fleece pullovers, and all your favorite home items, they're your one-stop shop for all things holiday. Order any non-monogrammed items by December 19th on landsend.com for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Again, visit landsend.com for those special last-minute holiday gifts. I'm Zoe Richards reporting.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers... But you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just can't. Not say enough about a Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Focus now on what happened in California. This could have happened anywhere. This has gotten national attention. It deserves national attention. What happened in California with these wildfires and the cause for most of them unconscionable. So there is a group that has been put together run by Sean Kemmelin, who is the chief of the Insurance Information Institute. The situation with cars and homes and businesses. This wildfire last year caused claims of about $13 billion to be paid out. And then the year before that was $12 billion. And then PG&E is supposed to pay out another $13 billion, I think. And so under the circumstances, is there a bright side, Sean, as we look at this? Is there a bright side to this horror that so many of these families have had to live with?
Yeah, thank you, and thank you, Doug, for having me this morning. And on behalf of the Insurance Information Institute, who we've been around for 60 years, and making sure people understand how insurance can help them and make them more resilient. But we are in an unfortunate situation, and we're seeing the trends that we've got more Californians who are living and building in wildfire-prone areas, and as a result, where they're living and building is riskier, the costs of insurance will be higher, and sometimes
it's the same thing that applies, isn't it, Sean? It's the same thing that applies to people who decide they want to have a beach home, right? The hurricane areas of Florida, especially in the Gulf of Mexico, that insurance, those rates have got to be sky high because people choose to go to vulnerable areas, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's where we're living. More and more, we're living in riskier areas, and when you have a higher risk, then it's going to be a higher cost to insure that risk. And sometimes that's a situation that a customer doesn't want to hear, but it's an unfortunate truth that when we're living in riskier areas, we have to understand that, you know, unless we're willing to take methods to make ourselves more resilient, make our homes more resilient, make where we're living more resilient, the cost of the risk is going to be much higher.
Yeah. So in terms of people who are getting increased premiums or the people that are getting non-renewal notices, what would be the cause? Is it just because they're choosing to stay there? Are there some places you just can't get insurance at all?
No, I mean, we have members that support the Insurance Information Institute. Some, you have to look at it as an insurer based on their size and scope. And but what they do as well is they need to diversify their own risk. And when they have too much risk in a certain area, in particular, in this case, we're talking about property risk in wildfire-prone areas, there will be some that reluctantly need to issue what we call a non-renewal notice. Now, we also have members that are not issuing these non-renewal notices based on their own risk profile, and they're willing to take on the customers. But again, the risk and the cost of that risk will be higher because the trends are just there, right? 15 of the top 20 wildfires in the state of California in terms of cost happen since 2003, and nearly half of that 15 happened in 2017 and 2018. So these are trends that the insurance industry can't ignore, and so we've got to make sure that we're there to pay these claims and keep the promises, and so oftentimes that means they have to diversify their own risk.
So what do you do about the obvious causes for this? If you're going to not have to pay out, don't you want to work on the side of people trying to get PG&E, for example, to clean up their act and clean up the foliage and make sure that their lines are properly maintained? All that stuff affects the cost of insurance because their neglect is really what caused the fire.
Well, yeah, I would argue that there's a risk there that's spread across several factors, and it's hard to really pinpoint, you know, where these risks are operating. Obviously, we've seen and understand a cause of some of the particular wildfires, but at the same time, again, we've got more Californians living in these wildfire-prone areas, and we're continuing to build in these areas, so we need to take into account for this and where we're living and where we're building, and making sure that we're putting forth methods that will allow us to be more resilient in these areas, because many wildfires happen in this country and don't destroy any property. In these cases that we're talking about, it's because residents are living there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think there's a couple of different sides to this kind of a complex issue, but it's good to know that you're there as a resource. What's the website people can go to look at?
Sure, it's iii.org. Again, for 60 years, we're helping people understand the benefits of insurance and how to protect themselves.
Sean Kevlin here on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
A lot as they move on. Nine Star Wars movies, the genius of John Williams, and how that music, more than anything else, I think, captured the spirit of what Star Wars is all about. The magnificence of that sound, that orchestral sound, Chucker, it really brings you. And then it slows down as you look at the intros to the movies, as this thing, you know, the story unfolds on the screen, and then the movie sort of calms down into the first scene, and the music calms down into the first scenes. It's really fabulously well done, and I hope that they continue that music in whatever they decide to do, because you know as well as I do, there has to be more Star Wars.
What is interesting here is the movie opens tonight. I'm going to go see it tonight at 7 p.m. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in, and the reviews dropped yesterday, and it's interesting how the social media really tries to hammer anything negative to hear about this franchise. It's like 60% positive Rotten Tomatoes. Some people have a split reaction to this. Some, for the simple reason, the last installment in this franchise, which was the last Jedi, had it, we polarized the fan base, and this installment evidently tries to make up for that to some extent. Some people really dig this movie. Some people have a split reaction to it. I guess the old saying is you got to judge it for yourself. I like the first installment in this new franchise very much. Force Awakens, and it was directed by J.J. Abrams, who did the TV show Lost. He directed this installment, so I expect to like this one. Having said that, there is a little bit of Star Wars fatigue. I think that is a reality. The last one did had an opening weekend of like $225 million. This one's projected to have an opening weekend here domestically of about $160. So there are some people who are Star Wars out to a point. But having said that, going forward, assuming Disney's going to plan a whole slew of Star Wars movies going forward. How they do it in what format, I guess we'll see how that plays out.
Is J.J. Abrams an integral part of this going forward? Do you think he's one of our most
successful? Don't know. I mean, I'm sure they would like him to be, because in terms of, you know, a guy who knows what he's doing and, you know, from a creative standpoint, I think it would be a good choice. But I'm sure they'll take pitches from different directors and see where it goes on who has the best
ideas,
vision. Yeah. But I guess, and I said this before on the spot, I think the problem some of the core fans have is they really did want to see Han Solo, which is Harrison Ford, Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill, and Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, be involved in the same scene in one plot line, and they didn't go in that direction. So they're trying to, I guess, figure a way to satisfy the fan base after that, somewhat that reaction. So, you know, I get that point why some people might be discouraged where they didn't do that, but that's the way it played out.
Well, remember when she died, coming back from filming the last bits and pieces of the last movie, they kept some of the stuff.
Right, right.
And that's what they used in this film. Because, you know, when she got off the plane, she died.
I know that.
Sort of the end of, it was the last scene, kind of the end of her life, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. I know, and which is a bummer.
Yeah, right, it is.
But, I just want to point out, I did get a chance to see Richard Jewell, Clint Eastwood's new film that he directed. And I got to say, this is a good story to tell. I know, evidently, they changed some of the factual plot points in the film. But, you know, when you see a movie based on a true story, that's not the first time they do stuff like this. I mean, when you see Bohemian Rhapsody, it's not all factually changed events in order. I did like this film very much. I thought the performances, this guy, Paul Walter Hauser, Doug, who was in the movie I, Tonya, I thought was tremendously good as Richard Jewell. He certainly deserves an Oscar nomination. And I think it's a lot of fun watching an actor who doesn't look like Brad Pitt do something really, really good on screen. No, he's really good in this film.
He looks like Richard Jewell.
He does. He looks like Richard Jewell. He's just really, really good in this movie, and he holds the film completely together from beginning to end. And Sam Rockwell, who won an Oscar for Three Billboards, he's Oscar-worthy.
He's in everything.
He's fantastic.
He's in everything these days. Yeah,
with Paul Walter Hauser is fantastic. Kathy Bates is really good. Yeah. Olivia Wilde, John Hamm. This is a really good cast. It's a good, compelling story. I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10. I think would like this movie very much.
I will like it. I'll see it. I may let Star Wars play out for a few days before you fight to get
One other bit of news. The new movie Cats getting really bad reviews, just 18% positive Rotten Tomatoes. They finished post-production Sunday, so we'll see where that goes in terms of...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.